Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Pacifica National Board's Personnel Committee meeting. It's Friday, October 7th, and the meeting is now called to order at 8:42. Thank you for joining us, and as usual, I ask you to keep contributing to Pacifica in order to help to keep us alive. Our secretary is Teresa Allen. Teresa, could you kindly call the roll?
Yes. Teresa Allen is here. Nia Bidiaco?
Present.
Okay. Lydia Brazan? Efia Wangaza?
Here.
Marcel?
Here.
Andrea?
Here.
Okay. Five people are here, Madam Chair.
Okay. Oh, shoot. You know what? Lydia has the wrong number. Oh, my God. Okay. The draft agenda tonight has one call to order and roll call, 1 minute. Approval of agenda, 5 minutes. Approval of minutes, 5 minutes. Discussion and approval of draft CFO timeline, 10 minutes. Five, discussion and approval of draft CFO evaluation survey, 60 minutes. Six, review action items, 5 minutes. And 10, adjourn. Is John L. Miller back? No, I guess. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda, or are there any amendments to the agenda? Okay, hearing none. Thanks, everyone. Our next item is approval of minutes. The minutes, I sent the minutes this evening again, and those are the August minutes. Did you ladies get a chance to read them?
Madam Chair.
Okay.
I sent them out right after our last meeting.
Yeah, I knew you did.
So they went out twice.
Yeah. Did anybody else read them aside from myself?
No, I didn't. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Well, maybe the better question would be, do you have any objection to approving them?
Okay.
I like that question.
Okay. Hearing none. You know, I really have respect for secretaries when they do the work. I agree with that. And if you guys should find something wrong with them, certainly let me know. That was August. I read them. And we approved May, didn't we, Teresa? I think May was approved a long time ago. I don't know why I sent them again. The month that we're missing is July. Teresa?
Just 1 minute here. I have the August 5th personnel meeting, we postponed the approval of the July minutes.
Okay. Well, I read all of those. So if anybody has any, I would like to approve them if no one objects. I mean, Teresa is always very good. She sends them out the same night. So hearing no objections. But like I said, if you go back and you read them, you can certainly let us know. She usually just puts in the agenda and she writes in everything. And I do take my time to read them. Okay, so thank you very much for that. So, Madam Secretary, we've approved August and July's minutes. So now we're up to date. We did not meet in September. Thank you very much. All righty. Now, on to the meat of our meeting, which is the draft timeline for the CFO evaluation. Did everyone get a chance to peruse that?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's see. Michael did a lot of reading the last time. Would you like to read a few, the timeline, please, for those who are listening?
I'm not at my computer.
Okay, no problem. Andrea, are you? Try to give Marcel
Okay. Yes.
With the timeline, please.
Okay, let's see if I...
Oh, Lydia, I have to send Lydia a message. Oh, my God, I messed up. Go ahead, Andrea.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't have the, I have the survey and stuff in front of me, so.
Take your time. If you have one, you should have the other.
Wait a minute. Survey, and then the evaluation. Okay, proposed timeline for 2011 CFO evaluation process. Do you want me to read the comments or just note that the survey dates would also apply to the CFO's self-evaluation? Personnel Committee approval of survey, October the 7th, that's today. PMB approval of survey. First choice, approve on PMB teleconference, October the 13th. Also under this, under first choice, surveys sent out October the 29th to be returned November the 19th. Second choice, approve on PMB teleconference in November 10th. Survey sent out November the 14th, and also to be returned by December the 5th. Personnel Committee analysis of data and report creation. First choice would be December the 2nd. Second choice would be December the 16th. Personnel Committee meeting with CFO to discuss her response. First choice would be December the 16th. Second choice, January the 6th, 2012. PMB meeting to discuss committee reports and CFO's response. First and second choice would be January the 12th, 2012. Well,
okay. Thank you very much. I'll take a stack. Is there anyone who has a concern about this, or are there,
so? Tell me. I do have a question.
Yes.
Tell me again about what's happening on Friday, December 16th.
We will be meeting
the Personnel Committee analysis of data and report creation. That's the second choice on December 16th.
Are we meeting on also on Friday the 2nd? So we're meeting on two Fridays in December?
Okay. I need to.
Well, the Personnel Committee, it says here, also on December the 16th for first choice with CFO to discuss her response.
I just don't think it's so easy for people to meet on Friday night. Are we expecting the CFO? Are you saying we're expecting the ED or the CFO to be on that call on a Friday night?
It would be December 16th or January 6th.
Well, I'm just saying, I know that are we talking about the ED or the CFO? Because I thought
the
I heard
CFO.
Somebody say CFO.
The CFO.
Yeah, that's what
are we expecting her to work on a Friday night to meet with us?
That's our meeting night, and that's when the work needs to get done.
Well, it's really not our meeting night. It's our second meeting night. Our real meeting night is December 2nd. I think it might be better if we offered her another day of the week. But that's just just something for your consideration, because I think for a lot of times people want to take off on Friday night.
Okay. Well, she has to meet with the committee. So how do the committee members feel? Is that the general consensus here?
Especially after we get into December, I think that Teresa is right about that.
Okay.
Not just about.
Let me put the calendar here. December 16th is the Friday. It's not around the holidays yet. What? You can go to KPSBS. Teresa, can you please pull up KPSCX? I'm sending this email to Lydia LaVon and Arlene saying that I made a mistake with the posting of the code. Could you please pull up KPSCX and see what's available?
Okay. Is this an open meeting or an executive session in private?
Would be executive session.
Then we really wouldn't need to know. I mean, we wouldn't need John Amella. It could actually conflict with another meeting because we wouldn't stream it, would we?
No. No. There's no streaming.
What is it you needed to know?
What other dates are available?
Tuesday, the 6th of December is available, Monday, the 5th, Monday, the 12th, Tuesday, the 20th of
okay.
Are we talking about December? December, right?
That was what you raised. That was December.
Okay.
Keeping in mind when the data will be coming back. So in your analysis of the dates, you have to take that into consideration.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at the calendar. I'm seeing that the dates, when does the data come back?
For first choice or second choice?
No, I said, when does the data come back?
First choice is December the 2nd, and second choice is December the 16th.
No. Teresa?
Yes?
The first choice, the data is to be returned November 19th. The second choice, the data is to be returned December 5th.
Well, what I'm just telling you what's open. You want the dates that are open in November or the dates that are open in December?
Well, you mentioned that Friday would not be good. So keeping the return dates in mind and also giving us the opportunity to meet and to analyze the data, we need to give ourselves time.
Thursday the 15th is open. Monday the 12th is open of December.
Okay. Well, that's a, the 15th. We're giving her one day less. 12, 15. That would be the second choice for the committee analysis, right?
Well, Nia, you know, we could offer her the Friday and the alternate day and let her choose. And if she chooses the Friday, then so be it.
I think that's a good idea because we have to give her time to look at the data and then discuss. Okay. So with the
second I can tell you this. Personally, my husband is now going to be taking off a lot of Fridays, which would enable me to go out of town with him on Friday nights.
Okay.
And it's going to be a little bit more difficult for me to be at Friday meetings because, like, he's meeting with family and I'm in a bedroom somewhere on a conference call. So
I understand.
I would like to try to avoid, you know, Friday nights if at all possible.
Friday nights starting in December or Friday nights starting next month?
Friday nights whenever. I mean, I just am sensitive to it myself, and that's why I mentioned this extra meeting.
Okay.
I'm not saying we have to change our regular meeting dates, but like right now my husband is out of town, and I stayed in town because I didn't want to go somewhere and just be on meetings.
Okay, no problem. So you're saying that in terms of the personal committee analysis of data and report creation, you're okay with December 2nd?
Yes.
Okay. And I like Thea's idea for the second choice in terms of the VAR meeting with us. I mean, the first choice will be the 15th or the 16th. Okay. Now. All right. So we have the discussion with LaVarne. First choice, the 16th or the 15th. And the second choice is January 6th. That's another Friday. But remember, we have to do this and keep in mind when the PND will be meeting in order to have the discussion. So is January 6th a bad day for a second choice for when we meet with her? Or what does January 5th look like, Teresa?
First of all, I'm looking at the calendar, and I am sending an email to Bill Crozier and also to Summer, because I don't see why on KPFCX it shows the full PNB meeting on December 1st, which is a Thursday, December 7th, which is a Wednesday, and Thursday the 8th. I don't know. I don't understand that. But what was your question? What was your question?
LaVarne Williams.
Oh, hi, okay. LaVarne.
Hi. Hopefully you guys got my little email. Sorry. I had
okay.
a little appointment or interview, which we actually rescheduled at 5:30.
Well, this is perfect timing, LaVarne.
Okay. Hi, Teresa.
Hi.
Okay, now that you're here, LaVarne, and please report to Teresa that LaVarne joined us. Thank you for the minute.
Yes.
We're discussing, LaVarne, did you take a look at the timeline? We're at the point where it says the meeting with you for the first choice December 16th or the second choice January 6th. And Teresa raised the point that maybe we might not like doing that on a Friday. But we suggested the 15th, which is a Thursday. However, the committee members have to agree with this because we're the ones that are going to be meeting with you. So,
I'm basically, whatever really works best, because at some point, I'm going to try to take some vacation, but, it's always kind of fluid in terms of with Pacifica. So, it's the time.
Okay.
Excuse me. Let me just pull it up here on the calendar.
And sorry about the code. I used the old code when I sent it to you. Lydia, sent it to the wrong code to everybody, actually.
So you're looking at the second or the 16th, right?
The no, for you it's the penultimate section, personnel committee meeting with CFO to discuss her response. First choice December 16th, second choice January 6th.
Oh, I see. It does that probably. It doesn't really matter to me. So why don't you get the choice from the committee to see what their dates are, what their preferences are.
Okay, great. All right.
You don't
so
have a problem with meeting on a Friday night?
I have an event I'm supposed to do tonight. But you know, I kind of do, yes.
Okay.
So that, yeah, the 6th, I see what you mean, yeah. So that, yeah, I do, really. The 6th is a Friday also.
Okay. Let's try to settle this really quickly. Are you saying that the 6th is not good now, Lavore?
Well, both the 16th and the 6th are Friday night.
Okay. So would you, how about the 15th? Is that good?
The 15th or the 5th, which one?
December 15th. The first choice to meet with us would be December 15th, which is Thursday. Is that good?
You know, I'm just, you know, if we were to be given choices, then the 15th or the 5th or January the 5th would probably be the second choice. Yeah, first choice, fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. No, okay. Now let me ask the committee
Cross
members.
Cross this out and put in. You said 12:15.
Right. Now for the committee members, how do those dates work for you?
Well, so far for me, Thursday the 15th looks okay.
Okay. Isia?
Yes.
Same. Okay.
Yes.
Andrea?
Yeah, that'll work for me.
Okay. Marcel?
Yes.
Okay. So we're now going to adjust that. So the personnel committee meets with CFO to discuss her response. First choice, December 15th. Second choice, January 5th. Okay, great. And then let's go to January. January 12th, because the PNB. There's no meeting date there for the PNB. But for now, we have January 12th. PNB meeting to discuss report with the CFO. So that's the one. That's January 12th. That's the Thursday, which is our regular meeting date. Okay, so that's great. All righty. Okay, Teresa. So you have there are only two changes actually. So you have those, right?
No, I got the one change. It's moved to the Thursday the 15th. What's the other change?
The other personnel committee meeting with CFO to discuss her response. First choice December 15th. Second choice January 5th. All righty.
December 15th, January 5th.
Right.
All right.
Can I get a motion to approve that, please?
So moved.
Timeline. Okay. Is there any objection to the timeline?
I'm a little bit confused.
What are you confused about, Teresa?
What does first choice and second choice really mean?
It's just like the ED's timeline. The first choice is that on the PNB is meeting on the 13th. If it doesn't get approved there, then it has to be approved on November 10th, just the way it worked, Teresa, for the ED evaluation.
Okay.
So you need to give us time to put the stuff into Zoomerang, or I guess put it in Zoomerang, and get the information out. That's what it means.
Okay.
Thank you. Right. So we're moving on to the actual evaluation survey. Okay. And that's just the cover letter that we did, which is similar to the executive director. I just cut and pasted. Marcel, would you like to read Marcel? Marcel? Hello? Are you on mute, Marcel?
Okay, I'm right here. I just always go on mute. Okay, what would you like me to read?
The cover letter, please. The invitation, email invitation. The 2011 Pacifica Chief Financial Officer Management Evaluation Survey.
Okay, let me look for it. I printed this off.
Take your time. Not a problem.
Proposed timeline, a Pacifica chief.
Go to the next.
Chief Financial Officer Management Evaluation Survey.
Yeah, that one. Because it says email invitation.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll read it now. Sorry about that, guys. The meeting below is from the chair. The message below is from the chair of the Personnel Committee of the Pacifica National Board. It's time for the annual evaluation of the Pacifica Chief Financial Officer, LaVarne Williams. We need your input for this, so please help us evaluate the CFO's job performance by completing the survey. It should only take a few minutes. The Personnel Committee of the Pacifica National Board has prepared this survey to help assess the CFO's performance to date and to collect feedback useful to her and the PMB. We'd prefer that you click on the link below and fill out the survey online, as it's faster and easier for both you and the PMB Personnel Committee, and it's easier for you to remain anonymous. However, if you prefer that we mail you a hard copy of the survey so you can fill it out and mail it back to us via U.S. Postal Mail, then please reply to the message keeping the subject the same but adding "send me a hard copy" to your reply. Please do this as soon as possible so there will be time to send you the hard copy and for you to return it. Is there more to it?
Yes.
Pacifica Chief Financial Officer Management Evaluation Survey. This survey covers the duties, responsibilities, and expectations.
One second, Martha. I think maybe you jumped the pages. You want me to, it says the survey process has been designed.
Oh, here it is. I'm sorry. I just jumbled all the pages together. The survey process has been designed to protect the anonymity of respondents and the confidentiality of information regarding personnel matters. The response, including comments, will be shared with members of the Pacifica National Board and with our ED and CFO, but no information that identifies you, name, email, address, etc., will be given to them. If you want to send any messages to the PMB Personnel Committee, send them to Be Determined. Okay. Please click on the link below to go to the survey. It's best to do it today so you don't forget. The deadline for submitting your survey responses is midnight. Thank you for participation in our survey. Your feedback is important. Nia Bediako, Chair, PNB Personnel Committee.
Okay. Thank you. That's just the boilerplate invitation, just like the ED. So we just changed the officer's name. Okay?
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
We just changed the name to R, CFO. Came from the ED evaluation survey cover letter. Thank you. Okay. Is there any objection to that?
I'm not understanding what we're changing here.
We're not changing anything.
Okay.
Is there a motion to approve this letter?
So moved.
Thanks, Sophia. Is there any objection to this? Okay, hearing none. Moving right along. Okay. Now we go to the actual survey. She is not by her computer, and Teresa is taking notes, so she can't read. Andrea, would you like to read again?
Okay, where are we? I'm sorry.
It's okay. We're at the actual management evaluation survey, and I'm
recording. Okay. Okay, let me see. Okay.
This actual survey?
The actual survey. The management evaluation survey. Okay. The message below is from the chair. Is that what? Okay.
No. Go to the one, Pacifica Chief Financial Officer Management Evaluation Survey. That's the title.
Yeah, Pacifica Chief Financial Officer Management Evaluation Survey.
That one, right?
Yes.
Right. And it says, it start, at least what I have a copy of, it says, the message we know is from the chair of the Personnel Committee of the Pacifica
That's
National Board.
That's what I just read. Go to the next one.
Okay.
Okay. The survey? Okay. This survey covers the duties, responsibilities, and expectations of the Pacifica Chief Financial Officer as provided in the job description. Please refer to relevant sections of it. Below the survey questions, that's in parens and unparens, when considering the questions on this survey. Please complete this survey on the basis of your experience and knowledge of the Chief Financial Officer's work from February 2011 until present. We'll discuss this. Okay. Thank you for participating in the survey. Your feedback is important. Important in bold. When you are finished, please click on the Submit button at the bottom, so your responses will be counted.
One. Okay, Andrea. Okay.
Oh.
One second, Andrea. So I'm only stopping you because you said you had a question about February 2011. What was your question? Maybe we could address that as we go, so that we could just approve the entire document and not much time with it. Was there a question about the date?
Shouldn't it go back further or whatever? It's not.
No.
Okay.
So she was evaluated up to January 31st of this year.
Okay.
The old one.
Okay. I got you. All right. Okay.
All right, so let's go
to
number one.
Okay, because it doesn't cover, all right, I got you. Okay, number one, please check which of the following applies to you. Your responses will still be anonymous, and the CFO will not know who has responded to this survey and who has not. A member of the Pacifica National Board, these are your options. Other LSB member of the PMB audit or finance?
Committee.
Okay, committee. I was just looking at some grammatical, something like that. Okay, employee or council, permanent, interim, unit, head, all national staff, business managers, database managers, member list managers, foundation, council. For the following questions dealing with the performance of the Pacifica's Chief Financial Officer, please indicate your degree of agreement or disagreement with each as follows. Key for the following. 1 equals strongly disagree, 2 equals disagree, 3 equals neutral, 4 equals agree, 5 equals strongly agree. MA equals not applicable. I do not have direct experience or have no opinion regarding this matter. Click on the numbered button for each question to register your choice. You may share additional thoughts in the comment box if you wish. Although this is not required, these comments will be shared with both Pacifica ED and CFO, as well as the PMB. So please do not add comments that would identify who you are unless you do not wish to be anonymous.
Okay, Andrea. So let's So let's take them one by one. This again is similar to the executive director's same things. Now you were saying about a grammatical error. Where did you think it was a grammatical error? You know, with my eyes, I could...
member of the National Board, the other LSD, other. Hi.
You're okay, Andrea?
Yeah, I'll let it go.
Is there any objection to that?
No, not from me.
Okay, that's pretty good. Okay, number two. Go ahead, Andrea.
Oh, okay. The Pacifica Chief Financial Officer, CFO, effectively performs financial planning in parens, setting realistic financial goals, preparing budgets according to organizational timelines, forecasting reliability, etc. in the parens. See CFO job description below. Items number 3 and 11, parens. And we go back into the same strongly disagree, 2 disagree, 3 natural, neutral, 4 equals agree, 5 equals strongly agree, not applicable, or no opinion. And then you can have your comments as well.
Okay. One second, Andrea, because we need the way we did the EDs. We're going to approve them as we go. Okay?
Okay. Right. I got you.
Is there any objection to that? That I got from last year's. Is that okay with everyone?
Yes.
Yes, it's fine. It's fine with me. Yeah.
Okay, hearing no objection. All righty. Okay, number 3. Go ahead, Andrea.
Okay, the Pacifica Chief Financial Officer has a good grasp of the organization's finances and delivers effective, transparent, and timely financial reporting and analysis. See, again in parens, CFO job description below items number 1 and 2. 1, and I don't think I need to read. Because you have strongly agree all the way to not applicable and attachment to comment.
Okay. Is there any objection to that? Okay. No objection. All righty. Okay. Number 4.
Okay. The Pacifica Chief Financial Officer, CFO in parens, manages financial risk and protects financial assets as well.
Okay.
And we go into our rating scale, again, strongly disagree all the way through not applicable and comments if necessary.
Okay. And the items are items number 1, 6, and 9 in the CFO job description.
Yes. Thank you.
Is there any objection to that?
Would people know about what financial risk means? Is there a key that will be attached with some, like a definite, with definition, financial assets, just to give examples?
Okay. When you go to number 1, the risk of financial and accounting function and maintain responsibility for monthly and annual financial reporting, financial analysis, audit, banking, cash management, budgeting, and risk management. That's
okay.
I made sure that I put the numbers in, and then
if
you go to number 6, administer the organization's investment portfolio, direct and supervise the organization's investment managers and advisors, and then number 9, ensure proper management of all Pacifica assets, including real estate investment funds and SCAs in collaboration with the executive director, and under the direction of the Pacifica National Board. Okay?
Okay. Great.
All right.
Great. Thank you.
So you're
okay. So?
You want to break, Andrea? You want to break?
So yes. Yeah, I do. Great.
I have a large print, so I can read here. Number 5.
Okay.
The Pacifica Chief Financial Officer, CFO, strategically manages the organization's cash position / cash flow. Job description item number 5, and the range is the same from strongly agree number 1 to strong disagree number 1 to 5 strongly agree. Is there any objection to that? It's only one item. Okay. All righty. Here no objection. We go to number 6. All righty. Pacifica Chief Financial Officer, CFO, works effectively on financial controls, procedures, and other measures for successful audits. And the relevant items in the job description are numbers 1, 3, and 10, and the range is the same. Any objections to that? This is a pretty easy one because the job description doesn't have that many questions. Any objections?
Which one are we approving right now?
Number 6.
Thank you.
Okay, now we're on to number 7. The Pacifica Chief Financial Officer, CFO, complies with government regulations and reporting requirements in an accurate and timely manner, and that's item number 8. Okay. Any objections to that one? Okay, hearing none. We go to number
8.
Number 8. The Pacifica Chief Financial Officer, CFO, provides necessary training and support for business personnel in each unit and in the national office. And the relevant items are items 7 and 11. Any objections to those?
No.
Alrighty. Everybody's in? Everybody still awake, right? Okay. Number 9. Regarding your knowledge of and experiences with the Chief Financial Officer, the overall performance of the CFO is good, and the range is the same from 1 strongly agree, 5 strongly disagree, 5 strongly agree. And that's just pretty standard. So there should be no objection to that. Who's there? Hearing none. Number 10, please list the one area of activity where you believe the Chief Financial Officer is doing best. That's number 10. And there's no objection to that, right? And finally, number 11, please list the one area of activity where you believe the Chief Financial Officer needs the greatest improvement. That's pretty standard. And voila. That's part, it's done. So, could I get a motion? Actually, I need 2 motions from the committee. Pardon me for a second. I have a son with autism who's on his way. He's walking away from me with something. I apologize for the noise. Okay. But first, I need a motion to approve the entire management evaluation survey. And Levon, are you still here with us?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I have the
okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thanks very
much. LaVarne, is there anything that you've heard that you thought was a problem? I you probably would have spoken up if you did.
Yeah, I am. I do have a comment later, but I'll just continue to listen. I have it on mute.
Okay. Yeah. What I was going to ask you, that's why I asked as we went through any of them. Do you have any concerns with any of these that you would like to?
Oh, not right now, no. Okay. I'm fine.
Madam Chair, Teresa
yes.
here.
Yes.
Just to make sure I understand, because I've been going in and out and kind of documenting, we did not make any changes to this management evaluation survey, did we?
No, we did not.
Okay.
Okay. So now we need a motion to approve this.
I move that we approve the management evaluation survey.
Thank you. Is there any objection to that? Okay. Hearing none, thank you very much. just, I know Lavarne said she had something to say, but I forgot it in the beginning. When I looked at the ED service, I noticed that I made a typo. Please forgive my eyes. In terms of the start date for the evaluation period, I had December 31st. And that came again from cutting and pasting. It should have been December 1st, 2010. I just want to let you guys know that it's an immaterial error that I'm going to just remove the 3 and leave December 1st. Do any of the members have any objection to that?
You need that in the minutes? Sounds to me like it's just a typo issue.
Yeah. That was my eyesight. I'm sorry. And none of us caught it. Looking it over and preparing for the launching of it, that's when I noticed it. Yeah. Sorry. I apologize for that. That's number two. Number three, that motion that Lydia did last time asking the PNB to please move this up on the agenda, I would like a similar motion from the committee asking the PNB to please do that. What could simply be done is that there is an item in there already, well, there are two items, the personnel committee process and the PD hire, personnel committee purpose and the PD hire process. Those two motions have not been approved. What I'd like to do is to put this ahead of it. Those have been languishing there since May while we continue doing our work. And now this is a time-sensitive item that we're dealing with because it's not fair. It wouldn't be fair to have a new board evaluate the CFO. So
I'm sorry.
Need a motion.
What's that last sentence? Do what? Who evaluate the CFO?
It would not be fair for a new board, for a 2012
uh-huh.
board to evaluate the CFO. It's just,
right.
just wouldn't be fair. So I need the motion asking the board to please simply make this the first item of my report rather than the personnel committee process and the TV hire.
Okay, I move that the approval of the timeline and the CFO management evaluation survey be the first item of the personnel report. Do you want me to have the date on there that we're meeting with the PNB?
Yes, for the continuation meeting to be held October 13th. And local station board meeting is the, I'm getting these dates, it's the 13th. Actually, I wish if we could do it the very first thing.
Okay, I move that there's a letter. Are we talking about three things? I'm trying to make sure my motion is correct. We're approving three things, a letter, the timeline, and the management evaluation survey, CFO management evaluation survey, correct?
Yes.
And I'm moving that it be that those three items be at the top of the personnel report at the PNB continuation meeting on December 13th.
Right.
Correct?
Okay. Actually, I'm thinking maybe it should be at the top of the agenda.
Okay, I will move that it be at the top of the agenda of the PNB continuation meeting on December 13th.
Right.
Is there any objection, Madam Chair?
Could you please read it?
Teresa Allen moved. What, Madam Chair, first of all, what is that letter called?
The letter, I'll give you the exact title of it, a email invitation.
Okay, that the timeline, the email invitation. and the CFO Management Evaluation Survey be placed first as the first be placed as the first items, plural, or should I put item, the first item on the agenda of the PNB continuation meeting on December 13th.
Is there any objection to that?
No.
Okay. Teresa, when you set up, do you think you'll be able to send it to me tonight? Because I need to send it. I'm going to send everything to the board.
If this meeting keeps moving on the way it is, you should have the minutes within 10 minutes after this meeting ends.
As usual. Right. Okay, great. Now, before we go to our next item, which is the action items, which basically we just did the action items, which is to get that motion and for me to send it out and all of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's those are our action items. All righty. Now, Lavar, you wanted to say something?
Oh, I guess I was a little confused too in terms of the evaluation survey. I guess since most of us here at Pacifica, we're doing like lots of different jobs, and that I guess some of the things that like I've done, I guess this begins in February, or maybe I guess that's when. Well, we spend a lot of time helping with KPFA in terms of once they got a general manager, it's not as much, but in terms of just helping to review, sign checks, review finances, review. Well, I guess that would go with the whole process that we've done in working with the FRAT committee. Or maybe that would be a different type of thing I'm thinking. Because a lot of those projects that we have done, I'm not sure if it's really captured in this survey, because we've done a lot in terms of helping with, looking at KPFA finances so that, we wouldn't have the repeat that we had last year. And it looks like we're going to be break even at KPFA. We lost $600,000 last year. So just trying to see if some of those things that we're doing and working with the FRAT committee and, doing the search for, looking at the PEOs, and now we're really focusing on, this HR group that our insurance carrier works is partnering with, where those types of things are kind of captured on the survey. Can you tell me?
Well, number five, the Pacifica Chief Financial Officer strategically manages the organization's cash position / cash flow. However, what we have to work within the parameters of the duties and responsibilities of your job description. So, and we can't add anything to it. You know what I mean? And the people that are on the FRAT, they're PNB members, correct?
I'm sorry?
The people that are on the FRAT committee, they're PNB members, aren't they?
Well, also we have treasurers on the FRAT committee.
Right. So those folks are going to get it. So don't worry, because when you look at the population, it covers that. Right? It's the member of the Pacifica National Board, which they are. They have LSB member of the audit or the finance committee. And then you have the employees. So those folks will get the evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And if you, like I said, number 5 covers you. Specifically, you can also help strategically manage the organization's cash position/cash flow. Sorry. Yeah.
I guess I didn't look at that clearly until you pointed it out, Nia. But you have counsel, who is a
consultant or to the foundation. So you have that person also evaluating the CFO.
Yeah. Well, these are the folks that you interact with. Just like Arlene.
What's that?
Just like Arlene. She had the same category.
I guess I would, you know, my I don't think that it's the same position as Arlene's in terms of counsel, that, you know, I guess I interact with them.
Yeah, well, as far as I know, that you interacted with the Foundation Council.
Why not the, what about the auditor or something like that?
In the same position. But, Andrea, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, why not the auditor as opposed to the council? Yeah, you know?
I tell you why not the auditor, and this is just my humble opinion.
Exactly. I know what you're going to say.
I don't think that the auditor should be telling how to tell them to be involved in managing.
Okay.
External auditor, and although he might have interacted with her, I don't think he's placed to evaluate her performance. I've never heard of a nonprofit where that's done.
I guess I haven't heard where a council person would do that as well. So, because they're contract people, you know.
Precisely. Yeah, I don't see that would be appropriate.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Mia.
Okay. So now. Alrighty, so now we're going to have to go back after we've approved.
I was just in terms of how you were moving this, and then you were doing the reading, and I wasn't really sure where to give my comments before the motion or.
Okay, fine. Do the committee members agree that Foundation Council should not be here? Okay.
I'm confused. What are we talking about?
Okay. Where it says, number one, please check which of the following applies to you. In terms of who completes the survey, Juan and Andrea are saying that they don't think that Foundation Council should be one of the people. And as far as I know, but from what I have observed, that Foundation Council does interact with the CFO.
But so
now we'll just take it to a vote. We won't over debate it. We'll just take it to a vote to either leave it in or strike it. So is there a motion to strike this?
First of all, I'm a little bit distracted because I'm tidying a few things up here, and I'd like to know exactly where this is that we're discussing taking something out. Where is this? Is this at the somewhere on the survey where this is listed?
Yeah. Go to the Pacifica Chief Financial Officer Management Evaluation Survey, and it is number 1. Please check. Sorry.
Okay, we're not talking about the job description. I mean, we're talking about survey number 1.
Yeah. Is please check which of the following applies to you.
Okay.
And the one is saying, like I said,
We're not going to over-debate it, okay, because we're doing well. We're not going to drag the meeting out. Whether it's a strike, now we have to go back and you know, the minutes, we just have to just reapprove it, whatever. Is there a motion to strike Foundation Council from this? Okay, I'm not hearing one. So then I guess the committee members don't agree that it should be struck. Okay.
Well, I just like to note that I totally disagree that you have a contract who I don't work. You know, we work some, well, even like actually the Foundation Council who are really, it wasn't Financial Foundation Council, but the attorneys who I work with are not, it's not the Foundation Council. They are the other attorneys who we have contracted with. Like the Jackson Lewis attorneys, who I work closely with, like the Folger Levin attorney I work closely with, and I think our Foundation Council, I don't think I've worked with him at all. You know, we have attended, we have been at meetings, and the same meetings that you have been at, like the P&B meetings, but I have not worked with him. The councils that I've worked with are the other ones who we've contracted, the Folger Levin, where we did the mediation with KPFA, and we were successful there. And then with Jackson Lewis, with this is a stream call, right?
Okay, Levine. So I understand you clearly, but there isn't a motion to strike it in the committee. So it will stay, and then when it gets to the P&D, then we can.
But Madam Chair, she wants to put her opposition on record, so
yeah,
I don't know whether you want to say CFO L. Williams notes her opposition on record to the possibility that Foundation Council would evaluate the CFO's work. Is that what you're saying?
You can certainly put it in the minutes, Teresa, but we need to move on.
But I want to be sure if she wants something in the minutes that I have it correct.
Yes, that's what I would like.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so you're noting your opposition to the possibility that the for the record, that Foundation Council would evaluate the CFO's work.
Would complete
right.
And then, okay. What's your next objection, Levine?
And the objection is that I haven't worked with them. I've worked with other council where we've had cases that I've worked intimately with both Jackson Lewis and with Folger Levin in these cases where we've, you know, had successful mediation or had success on the case. I haven't worked with the Foundation Council on cases or at all.
Okay. So do you have that, Teresa? Do you
yeah.
have that? Okay, great. Do you have any other concerns, Levine?
Well, other than the one that we had talked about and you had said that perhaps like the people on the FRAT committee who we've worked with, you know, looking at the PEOs and sourcing for like the payroll services and all those things that we've done.
Right.
That those and the fact that, you know, in terms of helping to manage KPFA and to not really manage but to monitor KPFA finances and spending, that those extra things that we do and that, you know, somehow those are recognized. But maybe in the question where you have the last one, other things.
And also, Levine, in number five, remember, you're going to do a self-evaluation. And in all of these, there's a comment box. So people, they'll know what you've done, and they'll write those additional comments.
Okay. I just want to say that it's working with Pacifica. You're doing, and you know, as we search for like a PEO, you know, we are also having to manage some of those functions ourselves.
Okay. Well, people are free to write whatever comments they want, you know. And like I said, you start in your self-evaluation. You may write them.
Okay.
Is there have anything else?
No. So is that all?
Yes.
All right.
It.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you inviting me and having
thank
me
you.
Talk.
You're welcome. And enjoy your night. Okay, good night.
All right, good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night. Thanks a lot.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, folks.
If I understand this correctly, we really don't have any review action items other than I need to get the minutes to you right away.
Yeah, and I have to update the timeline with the new dates. But I'm going to do that now, and I'll wait for your motion, and I'll send this off to PNB.
Okay.
Okay? So, you ladies, do you have anything else you'd like to say?
To adjourn.
Let me ask one question, though. Our next meeting is December 2nd, correct? No, November.
November. Let me get
November the 6th. And what is it we need to get accomplished at that meeting?
Okay, I have to go back to the EG timeline to see what we have. If anything, we need to be done. Do you want to change the date, Teresa?
No, I'm just kind of wondering how much work we have on our plate for that meeting.
That would be November 4th.
I'm sorry.
November 4th.
Yes.
That's what's on KPSTF?
I will look. It is on KPFTX, and the December meeting. We have two personnel meetings scheduled in December on Friday nights. We have one scheduled on the 2nd, and we have one scheduled on the 16th. Are you going to take it off the 16th and move it to the 15th? Or?
I will take care of that because I have to take a look at the ED timeline. Because remember, when we get the information back, we have to work on that.
Mm-hmm.
So I will take care of the calendar.
Okay.
Let them stay there for a minute, please.
Okay. Well, I'll make a notation that you're going to check on the calendar.
Yeah. And I will let you guys know. Rather than keeping it, it's Friday night. I'm sure folks want to go. I heard Marcel made a motion to adjourn. I heard that loud and clear, but.
Okay, I thought I was being subtle.
Hold on there, Marcel. How about you, if you still around with me yet?
Are we adjourning?
One moment. Personal committee, analysis of data and report creation. That's what we'll be doing November 4th.
Say that again one more time.
The ED on November 4th will be personal committee, analysis of data and report creation. That's what we'll be doing November 4th.
Personnel committee analysis of the ED survey?
Analysis of data and report creation. That's what we'll be doing.
Okay.
So remember I said, ladies, we're going to be busy for the rest of the year, you know?
Okay.
But that's why I try to do a lot of the work ahead of time to make our lives easier.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
All righty. Okay, Marcel.
Okay.
Thank you.
Enjoy your evening, guys. Bye-bye.
Good talking to you.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you guys very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Good night. Bye-bye.